Hello, friend. Happy Sunday. It's Sherry. I'm playing you a snippet of music. It's from the Weepies, and the name of the song is All This Beauty. And the reason I wanted to just start off my audio lovegram with a little music, and particularly this song, I don't actually know all the words to the song, but I love that it makes me feel this sense of both kind of deep kind of quiet joy, and also like I want to cry. But not like I want to cry in a bad way, but just like I want to cry because it is so beautiful to be a human being and so complicated. And there's something about the... I'm going to turn this off so I don't get distracted, but there's... Wait, I'll just play this one more. All this beauty, you might have to close your eyes and slowly open wide. What I was saying is that there's something about that song that brings me to this real sense of humanity. And I don't know, this morning when I was thinking about sending off my audio lovegram to you today, I was just thinking about that, about how right now, I think we've all been brought to a much deeper and greater sense of humanity. I was just on the phone with my friend Linda, and we were talking about connectedness, and that it feels to us like never before has there ever been such a sense that we are all in this together. We are all one. We are all humans going through human experiences, obviously, you know, on a whole spectrum of how much some people are grieving and going through deep, deep loss of all kinds, right? And I think that's why I said it's a spectrum. And that also, and I guess this is what I want to keep reminding us of, is yes, all of that's going on, and we, you know, we just want to love everyone we know who's going through something really difficult and send them as much love and care and compassion as we can. And we're all still human. And the reason this song today, All This Beauty, is that, you know, we've been going through this for a month now together. And the other thing that I've been having a lot of conversations with people about this week is the great, great need for levity and humor and lightness and creativity, and just to find those moments in our lives where we could just burst out laughing with somebody, or we can, you know, just feel a sense of lightness, because it's so necessary for our own health. It's a lot to be serious and stressed this long of a time. And so All This Beauty, to me, that song, that includes moments that might be fun or funny, that we can find the humor. They also might be just moments of just really allowing ourselves to immerse in beauty. I often will just step outside and just simply look at the sky, or look at a tree, or let a butterfly flitting by, you know, catch my eye. Ooh, that was like a little unexpected poem there, wasn't it? Butterfly flitting by, catch my eye. I bet if I worked on that, that could even become a haiku. Like that, okay? Like maybe that was just a moment of like, I let myself just go into something delightful. And this is my encouragement to you this week, is to allow yourself some beauty and laughter. Allow yourself, if you're not in that place, to be self-directed to find it. You know, sometimes I take a walk, and especially right now, right, because it's the same territory, you know, I'm only going where I can walk these days. And so I'll play a little game, like how many beautiful things can you notice between here and the park? You know, how many unexpected, delightful things will you allow to catch your eye? Just like a little game like that, that has me looking for anything that's beautiful or delightful. Otherwise, I might be walking along and my old squawky Polly mind might be just telling me what I'm worried about or what's wrong or, you know, blah, blah, blahing like it does. So let's be self-directed. And I wanted to point out a couple things that I'm excited to bring you this week. Actually, three things this week. So one is that I am going to be sending you a link to a new Secret Agents of Change emergency mission that my friend Rosemary and I did yesterday. And what those are, in case you don't know, I mean, my friend Rosemary and I started this group called Secret Agents of Change, and we just send people off on stealthy kindness missions, and Rosemary always brings a poem, and then I come up with a prompt from the poem. And we decided this week that, again, you know, that some levity was needed. And so it's a fun one. And it's a fun one that you can play around a little bit, both for yourself and then, of course, to bring some lightness and joy and love to somebody else. So I'm going to send you a link to that because I'd love for you to participate if you want. It's a very, very simple mission that we send people on. And then people report back in our Facebook group. And it's all good news, right? It's a place to come where it's just all good news about love and kindness, and it's fun because we're secret agents. That's one thing. The other thing is I'm going to send out a post later this week about something that I've been having some fun with, and it's just pure silliness, and it's something that you can do at home, and so keep an eye out for that because I'm going to be sending that out this week as well. And the last thing is I wanted to invite you once again to come to a Tuesday group coaching call that we've been doing. I think this is the fourth one in a row, and some absolutely wonderful people have been showing up. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are, and I love you and I thank you. And we've just been doing a few different things to create a space for ourselves that is outside of anxiety and worry and fear, and just a small space and time that's, to me, I mean, my experience has been, it's just been kind of lovely connections and warm connections to people and some things to do that help keep our thoughts on the positive things in our lives that bring us happiness and joy and sense of peace. So that's Tuesday at 5 p.m. again. And I'll be sending you off the email with the how to join the Zoom call. But put that on your calendar if you're free Tuesday at 5 p.m. It's only going to be 45 minutes this week instead of an hour. Usually they're an hour, but I have something to do right afterwards. So we'll just have a nice 45-minute connection this week. But those are three things that I want to bring you this week to, first of all, because it's fun for me. I love to connect with you. It means so much to me to have you here in my world, in my life. And also some simple ways that I can help to just bring a little bit of peace. And I wasn't going to do this, but I'm just going to end. I'm going to go back to our song. And yeah, I think music, I didn't realize I was going to say this, but I want to add this in. This, because I just saw this. This song is, it's called All This Beauty, but it's in a playlist that I created for myself that's called Feel Good. And I have 75 songs in here that I've added over the last, I don't know, 7-8 years, that whenever there's a song that really helps me to feel kind of like me, or it makes me feel happy or uplifted or joyful or glad to be alive or glad to be human, any song like that, I just put in this playlist and it's an instant pick-me-up for me. And just, I also have it, you know, I guess I'll just be transparent. It's called Feel Good / Hospice. And the reason it's got the hospice on there is I want my family to know that if I'm, you know, if I'm on my dying days, or I'm somewhere where I'm ill and, you know, just lying around, that this is, I'd like for them to bring me this music to listen to, because it's, a lot of it is kind of like the music of my life. It's the music that connects me to me. So it's called Feel Good / Hospice for that reason. And it's something I recommend if you, you know, to just have a playlist that you can go to that's, again, like what we've been talking about. It's a self-directed way to find an uplift. And we need that. We need it. This has been an uplift for me. Thank you. Thanks for being on the other side of these calls. Thank you for those of you who have been emailing and responding and coming to the coaching calls or joining in the secret agent events or just even simply listening, reading, being there, even if we're not actually in communication about it. I love you. We are all in this together. And there's going to be an other side of this. And we're going to be really proud of ourselves for how we walked through this, for how we loved, for how we lived, for how we connected to people in our lives and how we showed up for them. We're going to be really, really proud of ourselves for letting this be a time that helped our hearts to grow and helped us to feel a deeper sense of connection and humanity. All right, sending love. Bye-bye.